anyway.
What's dead?
Okay. All right, good evening, gentlemen. We continue the Rambam of Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Hamisha, Ve'eshrim, chapter 25. Halacha 1. Okay. Just remove the airplay and expand the text a little bit. Now you can just expand it, right? Can you make it wider?
There we go.
Okay, there we go. Asr lo adam linhog bisrora alatzibur begasasaruch. A person is not allowed to conduct himself in a lordly fashion over the congregation or with arrogance, elaba nava biyira, but rather with humility and fear. V'chol parnes hamaitel ema yaser alatzibur shalo l'shem shemayim. And a leader who places undue fear upon the congregation without the sake of heaven in mind, Nanash will be punished. He will not see children of his that will be Talmid Chacham. Now, obviously, this applies to a judge, certainly, because a judge is a leader, and he can, as we've already learned in the last chapter, has all kinds of powers to do things beyond the law. And if he does it L'shem Shemayim, it's fine. If he does it just to throw his weight around, that's very bad. Shenemar, how do we know? It says in the book of Iyov, L'chein yireyeu anashim lo yira kochach melev. Therefore, people will see him, but they will not see men of wisdom from him. And that's what his friend Elihu said to Iyov, that he felt that he was putting too much fear upon the community for no reason, and therefore he didn't merit to have children who were wise. Obviously, his children died. Beis. You also shouldn't treat the community, the leaders should not treat the community lightly, disrespectfully. It's even though they may happen to be ignorant people who don't know a lot of Torah. Again, the Gemara Nedarim says, why do we not find Talmid Chachamim coming, giving birth to Talmid Chachamim? Because they call other people donkeys. So, in other words, they're insulting them because they have Torah and the other ones don't. So the same idea. And you don't step over the heads of the holy people. It doesn't literally mean to step over the heads, but it means if there's a, let's say, an interpreter who tells over the words of the teacher very loud, and the people are sitting in front, and what does he do? He walks right through the crowd to sit in his place. In other words, you have a crowd sitting on the floor like this, which is supposed to is you walk around them. But if you walk right through them, you know, and you're taking big steps right, not even though you're not stepping over them per se, but it looks like you're stepping over them, it's showing them disrespect. Even though they're lower kinds of people, still in all, Bnei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakovim, they're the descendants of our patriarchs. And they're the legions of Hashem, who Hashem took out of Egypt with a strong, with great might and with a strong hand. Now, what else must the leader do? He has to tolerate the difficulties of the community and their load, just like Moshe Rabbeinu, Shenemarbo, it says many times throughout the Torah. Number one, Kasher Yisa Omen Esayonik, you must be a leader like one who has nursed a little child. For Yomer also says, Vatzavish of Techem, and I will command their judges to judge them that way. So Ashar Ladayan Shi Yislo Satsibur Kasher Yisa Omen Esayonik. This is a warning that a judge must carry the congregation like a mother suckles her child, carries it. Look from Moshe Rabbeinu, a Kal V'Chomer, who's the leader of all prophets. Once Hashem sent him into Mitzrayim, Shenemar, as it says, V'yatzavim al-Bnei Yisrael, commanded them regarding how to deal with Jewish people. What does that pasuk mean? Amr B'yakabol, the rabbis explained that pasuk to mean, Sha'amr Lahem, L'Moshe L'Aaron, Hashem said to Moshe Aaron, Manashiu Mekalali Meschem, V'tzogim, I make you the leader, and you should do it on the condition to know that you're their leader, even though you know they're going to curse you out and stone you. You still got to be their leader. So that's what you get, that great privilege of leading the Jewish people to endure that kind of suffering from them. And if that's Moshe Rabbeinu has to go through that, certainly everybody else has to go through that. Gimel. Kederach shenistava dain linuk b'mitzvah, just like a judge is commanded to keep this mitzvah, kach nistava tzibur linuk b'vadayim. The reverse is now true. The community must show respect to the judge. Shenemers, it says, v'atzava eschem, I will command you, so ashar them, so ashar la tzibur shetia emas adayin lehem. This is now a warning to the community that the fear of the judge must be upon them. V'yizbazav ifneim, they should not be denigrated before them, v'loyina kalaz rosh be'atzmo, and also, the judge himself should not treat himself lightly before them, as explained in Halacha Dalet coming up. Kaven shnismano adam parnos al hatzibur. Once a person is elected to be a leader over the people, aser basiyas malachim ifnei shloshe kedei shlo yizvas ifneim. He should not do mundane work in front of three regular people of the community, so that he should not be denigrated before them. It doesn't look good that the leader is schlepping chairs or things like that. Imam Alakha Barabim Asur Allah, if this is a public work that's prohibited, that he can't do, Kavachomra the more so, from to denigrate himself in a more base fashion, Lecho Valishtosulishtaka Vifne Rabim, that he shouldn't eat and drink and get drunk in front of people. In place where ignorant people get together and in friendly meals that are reshus, that are optional meals. Community gets together to have meals. We're not talking about mitzvah meals, but rather just a stam meal with people. Shouldn't get drunk and eat in front of everybody like one of the guys. Etc. And woe unto them, these judges who conduct themselves in this way, in a way that insults the Torah of Moshe and denigrates its laws, and they cast it down to the earth, all the way to the dust. For Gormorolam, it causes bad for them, believe Navanam and their grandchildren, this world, Amabon, to the world to come. A leader has to comport himself in a fashion that is expected of him. Hey, Kay, here we go. What we talked about this morning in the Gemara class, I said there's going to be the Rambam tonight, and here it is. Asalina kalas rosh b'shliach bez, you're not allowed to treat in a denigrated way the messengers of the court. These are the people the court sends as messengers to tell people to come to court, to summon them to court. For hashaliach, now, how much power do we give to the fellow who is there to summon the people? For hashaliach neman kishnayim linanida, when we come to excommunication and bans, the messenger of the court is believed like two people. For example, Shimamar, if he says, the best sends him to bring somebody, comes back with the following report. Ploni hiklani, ohiklo hadayin, olarotz alav aladin, so-and-so insulted me, or he insulted you, the judge.
Right.
Or he doesn't want to come to the court, but it's only one guy's testimony. But we give him the credibility of two. Mishamtin asal piv. We excommunicate the fellow based on that one person's testimony. However, we don't go to such an extent of lankosvim pisco. We don't write the special document of excommunication over that. Until two people come and testify in a court that he refused to come to the Bez Din, and then he has to, as we'll see later on, he has to pay to get that document ripped up, etc., etc., as we'll see shortly. Vav, ein shliach Bez Din chayv amiras dvarim mishum lashara. Ah, here's an interesting thing. Let's say the agent who comes to summon the people, and now the guy goes and mamish curses everybody out. Curses the judge, curses everybody. Now the agent's gotta come back to the judge, and what's he gotta do? He's gotta tell him what the guy said. And he might say, wait a minute, he can't do that, that's Lashon Hara. No, he has to tell over exactly what the guy said. In other words, he doesn't have to worry about Lashon Hara over here. And how do we know this? A great proof. When, during the fight with Korach, Moshe tried to make peace, and he sent messengers to Dothan and Aviram, To let's talk. And what did Dothan Aviram send back as a message? They say, even if you're going to poke our eyes out, we're not going to come. Now, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know that? To write it down in the Torah like that, must be the messenger told Moshe Rabbeinu what they said. So how could a guy say over such terrible Lashon Hara? The answer is that's his job. Because he's a messenger of the court. And the court has to know what these guys are saying. So there's no problem of Lashon Hara. V'lamitzar shliach bes, and here we go. This we learned this morning, and this is the source in Gemara Ksuba, in Gemara Kiddushin. Anyone who pains a messenger of the court, yesh lo besin reshus la'akoso makas mardus, the besin has permission to give him rabbinic lashes. Zayin. Shliach shomar. If the agent comes back and says, Ploni shalachani b'shem echad min adayonim v'ratzo bal din lavo. The agent says, so-and-so rabbi sent me, in other words, I come in the name on one of the rabbis of the court. And the guy refuses to come on behalf of the one rabbi who has summoned him. Now, it's not that bad yet. And kosm of pischos shoshamt, we don't write the full excommunicative document. Unless the agent said on behalf of the three rabbis of the court. Then you even write it down. But if it's not written down, it's just one, then you place him in a bamboo, you don't write it down. But when do we say this? When the messenger sent word in a day when the court does not usually convene, so then when he says on behalf of one rabbi, you assume it's one rabbi and not three. But you know, let's say a Monday or a Thursday, well, you know there's the court in session, and you know there's three there, even though I only quoted one rabbi. But I call Yodim, she called the Yodim, because we know, everybody knows that all the judges are there on that day. Even though Shliach said in the name of one rabbi to come, but we know it's not one rabbi, we know it's three. It's like he came on behalf of three, and then we would write down that document of banning him. Ches. Mi sheshocho lo bezin lovo. What if the bezin sent him word he should come? V'lo baladin, he doesn't come. He refuses to come. Minanin also. We put an excommunication on him and he's distanced away from the communication. It's level one excommunication. He's not part of a minion, etc. He doesn't stay in our four amas, but he doesn't have the full measure of excommunication like we mentioned yesterday or the day before. But now, if he refuses to come, we write that document about that, and now, who's got to pay for the sofer to write that document? We'll see in a minute, the no saint schara sofer, and the person was excommunicated, we will see when he comes later to ask to be released from that excommunication, and the document is going to be ripped up, that's when he also pays, quote unquote, the court fees to pay for the sofer to write that document. And that's what he says. Uba'eshiyava, when he comes finally, Karina Pischa, they rip up the document, but that only when he comes, not if he promises to come. He has to actually come. Now, Kasvulo Pischa Mipnei Shalo Kibel Had. One second. Uba'eshiyava, Karina Pischa. Kasvulo Pischa. That they wrote that document, Mipnei Shalo Kibel Had, because he, oh, I'm sorry. Next halacha, I ran a sentence here. That's one. Next point. Kaslo pischa mipnei shelo kibel. And what if they have to write a ban of excommunication because he did not accept the judgment? It's the second step. You got to come to court, and then they make the judgment. You have to say, okay, I'm willing to abide by what they said. I'm willing to pay, whatever. What if he refuses? So they write that document as well. But Kevin Shomer, once he says, Harini Mekabel Adin, I am now accepting upon myself the judgment, even though he did not yet follow through and pay, actually, but he said he will, at that point, Kori Nidui, they rip up the excommunication, even though he didn't actually do it, because maybe he doesn't have the money right now, and he'll get the money soon. But however, if he doesn't come to the Besen at all, then that's a great chutzpah, and then, in other words, at least he has to come to us and say, okay, I agree, I'll do it. Okay, then we'll rip it up. Now, what if next case? What if Besin gave him a day? He says, today you gotta come to court. And they told him, I want you to come on this day. And he doesn't come the entire day. That night, when the day has passed, they write the ban of excommunication. But remember, when do we say this? Only when it's reasonable to assume he should have come. When he was in the city, and he was in the city and didn't come. Umar, he rebelled, Viloba did not come. What if he's in the outskirts, the villages which are outside the city? And he's very busy, and it's possible he can't catch the train in, whatever. Viyotzin is going back and forth. And therefore, you know, it's not reasonable to say that he has to come on that specific day. We have to give him a little more leeway. So we give him the time of a Monday, Thursday to Monday. That's enough time. Between all that, you should find a time to be able to make it to the court. Because we know that's when they're there. V'im shalom yom sheni, but if the second Monday passes, Volovin doesn't come, we're going to write the document, but by the next day, by Tuesday, we write that document. Now, there's certain times we do not ask him to come because, you know, it would be unreasonable to expect him to come. Test. And Kovim Son, we don't establish a time for him to come to Bez and Lobi May Nisan, not in the month of Nisan, Velobi May Tishrei, not in the month of Tishrei. Why? Because everyone's busy with the holidays. It's a very busy holiday month. Pesach, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, all those things. It's very busy. So we can't expect a guy to come then. Velobi Shabbos, don't ask a guy to come on a Friday. Velobi Erev Yontif, not an Erev Yontif. However, what you may do is, Avol Kovim v'Nisan, we can tell him in Nisan, we can send word in Nisan, Shiyavo Achar Nisan, he should come after the month of Nisan to the Besin, or we give him word Uvi Tishrei, Shiyavo Achar, he should come after Tishrei. However, what we do not do is, Avol Kovim v'Erev Shabbos, Shiyavo Achar Shabbos, you don't give him a message on Erev Shabbos, come after Shabbos. Why? Mipnei Shakol, Trun v'Erev Shabbos, everyone's very busy on Erev Shabbos, and he could say, you know what, I forgot all about it. You give him a word on Friday morning, want to see you on Sunday. Well, from Friday morning to Sunday is a long time of lots of activities that have happened, and he could just plumb forgot about the whole activity. Yud. Mi shahuba medina. Let's say the guy is in the city where he should be able to come. V'holach shliach bezdin v'lo matzah. Now, the shliach comes to his house and they don't see him. He's not there. So now the question is, can you leave word with a family member? And we can assume that the family member will tell him. If he doesn't come, we can assume that he's rebelled and not come, and we can excommunicate him. How far can we go with that? Okay, that's the issue. So nothing doing on the simple level. And Kovin Lozman, we don't establish a time for him to come. Until the messenger finds him and tells him to his face. We can't assume the word's going to come out. However, let's take it further now. What if he's in an outside village, chutz l'medina, outside the city, and now, you know, it's not always easy for the messenger to schlep all the way outside to the city. If it's in town, okay. It's not far away. He wasn't here today. I'll come tomorrow. But if he's outside the village, we can't have the messenger spending days and days looking for the guy. So now it would not be unreasonable to assume that the messenger can leave some kind of word with somebody who will give the message over to him. So im darka lava bosayom, if we know the guy is going to come back this day, then om to his house. Omer ashliach afil echem in ashkenim afil isha. He could tell one of his neighbors, or even a woman, that the bezin expects him to come. And we say to him the following, im yavo plodi, if so and so comes, so the usha bezin kabbalos man shiavo, tell him that the bezin has established a time for him to come, let's say today. Le bezin, ishkam to bezin. Now we assume we know he's going to come, and therefore they're going to see him and they're going to tell him. Vimlo ba, but if he doesn't come then, minadino soer, if they execute it at night, because we can assume that people told him and he refused to come. But that is not under all circumstances. But medvar rendu, we say this, kisha'ena derech shadarko leilach ba, it's when he usually does not, when the way to go home, he does not pass by the court. So he's not passing by the court, so the people will know, they'll have to tell him, otherwise he won't know about it. But let's say the way he comes home is he passes by the court. So amen, so we don't put him in excommunication. Why? Because then the messenger has to tell himself and not rely on family or friends. Why? Because in that case, the neighbors may not tell him. Why would the neighbors not tell him? Because they could say, Darko Pesach Besin, he's going to pass by the Besin anyway. And they will have told him that he has to come. He'll probably tell him anyway, and therefore we don't have to bother to tell him. But it could be he won't see anybody in the Besin, and nobody will tell him. So therefore it won't work. Similarly, and also if he doesn't come to the city until the next day, then in some question, we don't tell someone today to tell him tomorrow, because Shem Meshach, they may forget. So the only time we can tell others are not him is if we're absolutely sure that the fellow will see them that day, and that we can assume they'll give him the message, and he's not going anywhere else where they would figure that maybe they don't have to tell him the message. And the final halakha for today, Yud Aleph, Mishabala Besin, Mekibal Adin, V'amrla L'shalim V'halakha L'shilim. What if a guy comes to Besin and they render a case against him? He says, I accept your judgment and I will pay. And they tell him to pay, and he goes, but then he doesn't pay yet. Ain minana, so we don't excommunicate him. Ashi yasur bo sheni v'chamishi v'sheni, until we warn him on Monday and on Thursday and on Monday. But here we at least give you time, pay by this amount of time. A week and a half has passed by. And if he still hasn't paid, then we excommunicate him until he pays what he owes. Now, we excommunicate him. What if? What if 3 days have passed and he has not come to the court to release the ban that's on him? Level one ban? Then we bring it up to level two ban. Machrimo, so we put him on a higher level of a ban, where that level already is, we don't teach him Torah, he doesn't learn Torah, he can't do business with us. A much higher level, if he doesn't want to fix that up, then he is given that second level of excommunication. And Sunday, will God willing, finish up this section where we'll deal with cursing judges and things like that.